Yeah, look, this is pretty exciting because it's a joint push by a number of services clubs in town. We're very excited because we just last week completed a very lengthy application to council under their Stronger Communities Grants program, and we've put in for a grant to be the catalyst for this River Stage project that we're all so passionate about. So, and I've been managed to actually get the wise bearded one, Indy, on board, and Two Bob's behind this as well, aren't they, Indy?
Yeah, there's a whole range of people involved, aren't there? So, yes, Two Bob's very pleased to be involved in this project, but the Manning River Times has also been very supportive. Rotary's been in on it, and
Rotary's leading the charge there. Yeah, Ken was our chairman for the group. We've also had a number of young volunteers in various areas getting involved as well. So it's a real big push by a broad section of the community.
All right. What's its purpose? What function can it do?
Well, what we're wanting to do is get enough funds to build it. So the purpose of the end product would be a multi-function space that basically abuts the river bank and out onto the water, where you can have a stage for various functions, whether it be some music in the evening, whether it be a theatrical production, or it might be just a civic or a private presentation for companies. So it's wide-ranging in terms of its scope.
And the site is really beneficial as well because it allows us to build something that is an exact mirror image from both sides. So that meaning that perhaps you set it up as the podium for a big event on the river, or you might decide to make it the commentary box for something on the river. But then, of course, as Phil said, we can use it as a theatre space, as music, or even hang a cinema screen from it and do outdoor movies at night. The potentials are huge. And that stretch right at the end of Manning Street on the river, there's a great site for something that can create an amazing community atmosphere. So, yeah.
Maybe even a home for all those rubber ducks that the Tarry Lions Club has. That could be under shelter and looked after well too. But no, look, I think the thing is it's been something that has been talked about for 40 years, and everybody realises that that river bank section is the heart of town. It's in the CBD, so having activity on the riverbank is going to increase the number of people coming into the CBD and making it a much more lively space.
And, of course, the potential total price that we can get out of the grant that we've applied for, the Stronger Communities grant, doesn't or won't completely cover the cost of the build of this stage. So we're looking to you in the community to help support that. We have a Manning River Stage Facebook page up already, which has some great aerial photography, movies made from a drone recently, and a little bit of video of locals who might use the space, talking about how it might be used, artists, etc. And hopefully, as of tomorrow, we will have a crowdfunding site up where we give you in the community the potential to donate. If you think that a community stage in the middle of town on that riverbank is something that's really going to benefit you and your organisation or you and your family, then consider making a donation, and hopefully we can raise the total amount of money required for us to be able to build this stage and put on live concerts. You know, maybe we can set up some decent annual festivals in town, or you know, things like having the Lions did a fantastic job at the start of the year with the Taste Fest. So having a permanent stage in place there means that that's just one less thing that we have to think about as far as setting up the space ready for an event like that.
Indy, crowdfunding. Are you saying show me the money?
I am indeed.
Well, that sounds exciting. No, that's been the efforts of people like Hamish McDonald and Kyle Brown, Laura Paulson, Clay Turner. All these people have volunteered their time to create a online space where people can engage. And it's a way of voting, I guess, for the project and telling the politicians we really want it. Look, be it a couple of dollars or be it that you feel really passionate and want to donate a lot more than that, It's a way of the community engaging with the project and virtually voting for it via the crowdfunding site.
What a great idea. Multi-purpose venue, a stage there down in a lovely location. So remind us again, how can the community donate to this?
Well, step number one is get on Facebook, search for the River Stage Project, and that'll come up. It's obviously pretty obvious, Queen Elizabeth Park Taree. Like that, and then you'll be kept up to date when the crowdfunding comes live, which should be in the next day or so.
We're hoping tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, hey, might just be perfectly timed for you as far as rolling into the end of the financial year. Maybe now's the time that you have the ability to make a donation like this.
And what about that video that Hamish and Paula and the team have put together with lots of young volunteers?
The technology that's available through drones and that kind of cinematography is amazing. The aerial shots along the river from the bridge made from a drone are just fantastic. And then, of course, characters like Kyle and the other local Indigenous artists and artists from around the community getting up and kind of talking about the significance of having a project like this. It's fantastic. It really does do the hard sell on the idea.
Absolutely. Kyle and Jesse Schilling, who just at a moment's notice were down on the riverbank and talking from the heart about what they'd like to see happen. So the broad scope is really coming through. If you do one thing this week, it's see that video once it comes out on the crowdfunding site. I would guarantee that you won't be disappointed.
What an excellent project. Let's put all our weight behind that one. And it has endless uses. I can think of things in my head about entertainment from there. What a lovely venue, lovely site.